USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives will attempt to push through President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill on Friday. The bill has some money for hurting Americans because of the pandemic, but the bill is mostly filled with non-pandemic money for foreign governments, federal employees getting $21,000 each, and bridges most Americans will never use in their lifetime. President Biden will visit Texas on Friday as the state works to recover from a devastating winter storm that caused serious damage to homes and businesses, left millions without power or clean water for days, and killed at least 24 people. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, will ramp up Friday with a focus on the Constitution as a slew of high-profile Republicans speak on how the Bill of Rights can apply to modern America. President Trump will address the gathering on the final day over the weekend with a forward-moving speech. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The United States attacked buildings in eastern Syria on Thursday. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
U.S. forces launched airstrikes against facilities in eastern Syria that were used in a series of rocket attacks over the last several days, targeting U.S. and coalition personnel in Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the strikes destroyed multiple facilities at a border control that was being used by a number of Iranian-backed militia groups. One of those attacks on February 15th claimed the life of an American contractor. The so-called Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for that attack.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby in a statement called the U.S. operation a proportionate military response. U.S. District Judge John Baker in Texas on Thursday ruled that the federal moratorium on evictions is unconstitutional. The court in the Eastern District of Texas stopped short of issuing a preliminary injunction. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sporting events are beginning to loosen up COVID restrictions on attendees. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
Before the pandemic, the most attended sport in America is the National Football League, averaging just over 67,000 folks per game. Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mr. from the name of its popular Potato Head toys to offer children a gender neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender neutral Potato Head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging.
NASCAR and Major League Baseball are competing for your attention on Sunday. NASCAR is in Miami at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Major League Baseball is mostly in Florida and Arizona for spring training. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.